conduct our meetings and how we expect you to conduct yourselves. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the chairman stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we also ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come on up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. Our first public hearing is number 2017-5, Martha Collins Ayers.
This is a major subdivision for the creation of a standard subdivision. The purpose is to subdivide 7.566 acres, plus or minus, into two single-family lots with a 50-foot easement. The property is located off a private road on the southwest side of Pear Tree Road, Road 425, approximately 1,012 feet northwest of Millsboro Highway, and it's near Gumboro. The tax map is District 333, Map 11, Parcel 10.02. It's a portion of that, and the zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff would note that we did receive comments from the Sussex Conservation District regarding the soil types, and that is the information we have received. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Ross, while the applicant's making their way up, Ms. Cornwell, for the benefit of the latest and greatest of the commission and the public, could you explain why this is here as a major subdivision?
This is here as a major subdivision as there are already three parcels off of a 50-foot easement. So this would be an additional lot off of a 50-foot easement, which requires a major subdivision process.
So it's just one additional.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Steve Sellers from Seaford.
Katie Espenlob from Millsboro, Delaware.
You've heard what the director read into the record. What would you like to add?
Beg your pardon?
Would you like to add anything to the record other than what the director read in?
No, I think it's pretty straightforward. Just doing what she said, adding on, another subdivision of that lot. We're adding a proposed road right away into the two lots, which is a continuation of one of the existing easements that's already there. So
okay. And are you an attorney or?
I am the land surveyor.
Land surveyor. Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Okay. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Wheatley, would you mind beginning?
Just Mr. Sellers, were you involved in the creation of the other lots here?
No, that was done by another surveyor.
So you don't really know that this, whether this was anticipated or not, but just by virtue of wanting one more lot. That's really the only reason you're here for a major.
Correct.
And just to be clear, the extension of the right-of-way is to this little cul-de-sac that's shown?
Correct.
That's the new part. All this other existed before?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. That's all the questions I have.
Mr. Hudson?
That's the only question I had.
Mr. Hoffman?
No questions.
Ms. Howie's Teague. Ms. Wells?
None for me, thank you.
None, thank you.
This is a question for staff. Is this one that can get preliminary and final? Do we have enough or no?
I don't believe we have all agency approvals.
I think there's a request for relief on the road design and the buffers also.
Yes.
Yes.
Which I think, Mr. Sellers, if you would, if you don't mind, elaborate on that. What's your reasoning for requesting that?
When you do a major subdivision, if we usually request, if it's a small lot or something, or one lot or less, not to have to go through the full subdivision of building streets and the buffer zone and topographic work and all that. That's really not necessary for a smaller subdivision like this.
I believe the lot is currently wooded. Or no?
No.
No, it is not wooded.
It's not clear.
Yeah, that's a crop.
That's all.
Ms. Wells, there was a letter from the fire marshal's office. Is there some requirement that they're going to have to?
I believe Ms. Cornwall has the file.
Yeah, that's part of major subdivision. You have to have
right,
all
okay.
That.
So yeah, we have been working on that. Requiring
oh, okay.
Yeah, right. DelDOT is in the process. I'm not sure. I think we do have the DelDOT
okay.
Approval.
That was the only question I had, was that do we need to? Okay, so if we, I got it, I understand.
Yeah. I think the only thing we don't have is the waiver, probably, right now.
Right,
that's, the commission would have to approve those
so
if
that,
they so choose.
Everything else has been.
So that brings me to my question. If the commission grants the waiver, can we grant preliminary and final tonight? Okay. Okay.
I guess the final would be subject to receipt of the fire marshal approval and that sort of stuff, right? Okay, Mr. Sellers, thank you.
Thank
you.
If you
want to take a seat nearby, and we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application.
Sure, no problem.
Office, okay?
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2017-5, Martha Collins, Ayers? Is there anyone like to speak in opposition to application 2017-5? Hearing none, any other questions by the commission or staff? We'll close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with the evening with us, see if we make a decision, or you can call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is 2017-6, Donna Smith Marconi.
This is a major subdivision for the creation of a standard subdivision. The purpose is to subdivide 63.26 acres plus or minus into one single family lot, which is a 5-acre lot, off of a 50-foot easement. And then there's a residual parcel. The property is located on the north side of Fleetown Road, Road 224, approximately 1,932 feet southwest of Clendaniel Pond Road, Route 338, Lincoln. The tax parcel is District 230, Map 13, Parcel 121. The property is zoned AR1. Staff is actually in receipt of all agency approvals. We do have approval from DelDOT. This may look familiar to some of the members of the commission. A different family member, actually I think it's the same family member, came back in December and asked to create a one lot major subdivision. And the reason this is before the Planning Commission as a one lot major subdivision is because they have maximized the number of minor subdivisions they can do for the parcel. So they are also asking for a waiver from the 20-foot forested landscape buffer and the street design standards. Thank you.
Is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes,
sir. Please come forward. You see how painless that was. So.
Yeah.
Okay. If you mind introducing yourselves, please.
Yes, I'm William Marconi.
And I'm Donna Smith Marconi.
I'm Bob Smith.
Okay. And do you have anything you want to add to the record other than what the director read into the record?
I don't think so. Seems just trying to build a home on the property for ourselves.
Okay. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions. We'll start with Mrs. Hoey Stevenson.
I do.
No questions. Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Mr. Wheatley.
No questions. Thank you.
And I have no questions. Ms. Walls. Ms. Walls, any?
No, none for me, I'm sorry, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, but I also want to note that we did receive comments from the Conservation District as well as their approval, so.
I don't overlook those things.
Try not to.
Mr. Robertson?
None, except for this one could be final and preliminary, too.
Yes.
Yes.
If you just take a seat, and we'll see if there's any members of the public that wish to comment on your application, okay?
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anybody from the public that wished to speak in support of application 2017-6, Donna Smith Marconi? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Hearing none, we'll close the public record. You're delighted to stay with us this evening and see if we make a decision, or you can call the office in the morning, okay?